Yeah, g'day, and welcome to another instalment of the old Retro Bastard. Now, I was going to call this sort of Retro Bites or Bastard Bites or something, and I said, oh, mate, I'm just going to put some stuff together that I really need to get out of my head. And he goes, oh, just call it Shit Bits. Yeah, so on that, it is nothing more, nothing less than just me trying to get some a little bit of content out, and you end up watching a fair bit of shit during the week, and I just wanted to smash this out, get it down. Could be a bit of background noise. Apologise for that. It's like 42 in Adelaide today and it's still like 30 degrees at bloody 10:45 at night. Anyway, that's the way we roll. So, what have I seen? Well, one of the cool things I've seen this week, and I don't think it's been picked up by anyone else. So, there's a Mega 65 guy I watch called Retro Combs. Steve Combs is his name. He's a pretty detailed sort of dude, and I quite like watching him because he manages to show you when he's doing stuff on the Mega 65. And look, I was going to watch him because I've got to update my Mega 65, and he had a pretty good tutorial and he's very in depth. I like the way he swaps between his different screens. He'll show you what he's doing. Like if he reboots it, he holds down the scroll lock and he's in there, you know, picking up new cores. And yeah, just a very sort of detailed guy. Look, we all get it after two or three shots, but I tend to find watching it, I find it, even his repetitiveness is quite easy to watch, and I quite like his style. Anyway, he's a one-man band, and he's pretty cool. He did a live stream the other day, and it was about Maniac Mansion. So someone's ported Maniac Mansion to the Mega 65, and I thought, oh, this will be pretty cool. So, you know, he also transferred a few files around onto the Mega 65 over the Ethernet cable, so that was interesting to watch how he's doing that. That was really cool. So then he had to load an old 64 core on the Mega 65 because it didn't actually support it natively, so that was a bit weird. But anyway, he managed to get that. I don't think it was a D81, but he got a Commodore 64 file. Look, he's pretty much predominantly a Commodore guy, so he's quite thorough. He got that D64 image, like Maniac Mansion's two discs. So I got that mounted, and he sort of showed you the graphics on the 64 side. And then he whipped over to the Mega 65 side of thing. So what they've done is they've ripped all the graphics and all the music and tunes out of the Mega version, and you actually need to build your own D64 image, which he didn't really go into. I think he said there was a link. Look, at the end of the day, you need the proprietary Mega disc to be able to copy those to the 64 to make up a D64 image, and somebody out there's already done it, so I'll try and find a link for you. Anyway, he previewed that, showed you what the C64 version looked like. It was pretty slow to load, and he didn't really teach you much, but he just popped around and Maniac Mansion and picked a couple of characters, and then he flipped it across to the Mega 65 version, and yeah, that looked really bloody cool, actually. So, yeah, great music, loaded a lot faster, better graphics, all of that. Yeah, and then you got to the end of the video, and he goes, oh, by the way, the same developer sort of dude sent me a copy of Monkey Island that he's in the midst of porting. So, and he sort of goes, oh, well, I don't think anyone else has really seen this before. This could be a bit of a first, actually. He's like live streaming. And yeah, so basically just had the intro screen with the music. Obviously, it was all cut from the Amiga, hacked it back down to the Mega 65. And he had that up on screen, and yeah, and basically had the first couple of screens with old Chuck on it. So stay tuned. I don't think anyone's really been talking about this. Yeah, so the other bit of Aussie content was old Mark from the Retro Channel. He had a pretty good vid on fixing the C-Sync on a 1084. So he did a mini deep dive on, he actually pulled the guts out of that 1084 monitor, popped in a couple of components, and also popped on a SCART connector to that so that he could get R-Sync so he could run his Japanese consoles and everything. So, yeah, a bit of an Aussie shout out there. We'll have a link to Mark in the notes. Now, I feel like this is a bit of a old throwback to Tony from Grumpy Oz, because he always used to come up with these random YouTubers that like had like less than 100 subs. So there's a guy out there called Piers Rocks. So his name's actually Piers. And yeah, he's got a thumping heavy metal track that cuts in. Look, I've watched a few of his videos and I'm sort of just coming around to him. He's a Pommy dude. His rock part is every time he did some performance tests on some 1541s the other day, and he's actually connecting these to Linux, which is pretty cool. I sort of started watching it because he had an XU1541. I struggled to get mine to work, but he's got it running through Linux. But every time he like does a speed test, like turn the volume down, man, because like he really cranks the music up, and like it's one of those ones you're watching it 11 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden it's like, Jesus Christ, you've woken up half the family. Anyway, he's pretty switched on, actually. So he's got that 1541 connected to his Linux box. He's in there. He's running some free software there that he's connecting. He can pull up the drives. There's another bit of software called Rust that he's actually writing some software in. So he's pulling info straight from the 1541 drive, which he had connected, obviously, over that 1541XU device. But then this week, he'd actually dropped a Raspberry Pi Zero and a little UART controller into a 1541. And he was connecting to that over his Linux box. And, yeah, he was actually pulling info straight back to his... Yeah, so that was pretty out there. Connected up another drive to it. And, yeah, he was basically controlling everything from his Linux box. I'm not too sure where he's actually heading with this, but... very switched on dude, programmer, could be a one to watch. Yeah, nice little bit of a shit bit. Look, and we just can't focus on the old YouTubers. AGS 2.7 Amiga Game Selector came out just recently. So I have dumped the image onto a compact flash card. I just haven't had a chance to get out my Amiga. Pretty much focusing on Commodore PCs for Commodore Month at Adelaide Retro. So pretty keen to, yeah, get that out on the bench once that's bloody out the way and fire that thing up and have a bit of a crack. What I am looking forward to is I've had an Amiga 600 sitting in my, if you could call it a workbench, for the last 12 months for a mate. So AGS 2.6 and 2.7 now support non-AGA machines. So I think there was an issue with the AGS load screen that was actually 256 colours. So yeah, pretty keen to get AGS 2.7 up and running. Now, in the interest of staying completely weird, I come across this video this week from a YouTuber called Loop Darksnout. Now, he has got like less than 100 subscribers. But basically, the title of the video was how to get 24 frames a second full video animation out of a Commodore 64 without an REU. So... obviously that piques your interest, so I sort of clicked on this and I started watching it, and well, this is one smart bastard, I can tell you that. He basically had a video running of an animated series, and he had it running at 6 frames a second. If he's running it through the super CPU, then he gets sort of 20 frames a second. So he's decided that he's going to try and convert basically this short movie animated thing right across to, he wants to get it running on the C64 at 24 frames a second with audio. I'm thinking, well, shit, this sort of sounds interesting. I was going to see if this bloody dude can sort of do this. So I am up to part 5 of this, and I sort of, yeah, quite enjoying it. The guy's very smart, and he's bloody technical. So he's written a whole bunch of assembly. He's taken 896 frames from bitmaps, dropped them into the C64. So he's actually running all these different algorithms to actually convert them back to 4 colors on the C64. And he's using like a 3D algorithm to work out which coloring is used for each frame. And the long and the short of it, you can watch it, but he's running a process as well to convert them back to a tile set or a character set on the C64. It's just bloody interesting the way he's actually going through all these processes. So he actually runs it, he fires it up and he runs it on the super CPU. So if he doesn't use that, it takes like 5 minutes a frame. So I just said he's got 8,000 odd frames, so that was going to bloody take forever. So he's got it with the super CPU, he's got it down to 30 seconds a frame. But it introduces some issues with some glitchy graphics and shit. So he's slowly working through all those different frames. He hasn't even got to adding the audio yet. But yeah, look, the weird part of this is the fact that you don't really get to see him talking. He has a 3D representation of himself as a wolf in this 3D rendered environment, which is very well done. It's just a bit weird to watch. And I saw in his comments that a few people sort of complained, and I'm actually at the point where I've gone... well, actually, I don't actually mind watching this wolf now. It's got good inflections. His eyes move. It's, yeah. So in the interest of shit bits and weirdness, I just found the bloody thing fascinating. Definitely smart bastard. So hats off to old Loopy Dark Snout. Another quick thing that's happening is old Lotharek, who's a Polish dude. One of our guys in Adelaide Retro's organised some A500 8 megabyte IDE devices, which is actually called an A500 8 megabyte IDE 2 card that drops in where the CPU goes, gives you some extra RAM, gives you IDE, and they were like $100 shipped, so we were pretty lucky. So pretty keen, they're dropping in Australia this week, so be great to get that thing up and running. So we'll get a bit more of an update on that once we get it actually connected up to the old A500. So that's incoming. And for old Retro Bastard, I reckon next month we're going to have a pretty cool Atari dude, Greg Coons. He has a YouTube channel called Power of Vintage. So stay tuned for a little bit of Greg action. He has got more Ataris than I've had hot roast Sunday dinners. So I suggest he'll probably be on next month. So thanks, everyone. This is a bit of a shit bit. And thanks for listening. Oh, and stay retro.